This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, November 29th. God's word for you today is new season. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. And it says, "Watch for the new thing I'm going to do. It is happening already. You can see it now. I will make a road through the wilderness and give you streams of water there." This is the decade of destiny and of light. And because the word of God is cumulative, this is still our year of lifting. However, in this season particularly, God's word for us is lifting. It is your season for lifting, and so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. With all that is going on around us, sometimes we can be discouraged. For a lot of people, this outgoing year has been very challenging, very turbulent. The year is coming to an end, and everyone is excited and rejoicing. But when you look at yourself, when you look at your life, you have so many questions, and it is almost like, so what next? I am here to say to you today that if you are not dead, He, God, is not done. If you still have breath in you, God is not done with you. God is not finished. In fact, the fact that you are alive, necessity is placed on you to fulfill the reason God has kept you alive. A lot of people who started the year with you are no longer here, yet you are here, alive and standing. A wise man said to me in 2020, when I was going through a turbulent time, "You only know what has happened. You do not know what could have happened." I was like, whoa, you mean something else could have happened? Pause and think about it. It could have been worse. Whatever the challenges you're facing even right now, the truth is it could have been worse. Another wise man said to me in that situation, "You should be grateful that the arrow of death intended to take off your head and to kill you only removed your cap." However, most times we are fixated on the cap that has been removed, but your head is still intact. So be grateful. They came for your head, but they could only get your cap. The God that left the head will put another cap on it in the mighty name of Jesus. And you must understand this. In this season, by the grace of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I will be speaking as a father over the churches and God's people. At the beginning of 2020, God said to me, "You are going to say to the people, 'The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you.'" And we started saying it from the beginning of the year. And you know how that year went. And surely, it was significant. So, in this season, by the grace of God, I am speaking to you as your spiritual father, and I am saying, God has left you for a purpose. There is a grand design for you being here, and you have to cooperate with that purpose of God. Let us pray. Father, I believe, I receive, and I declare that according to your word, this is my season of lifting in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.